You've worked much of your adult life with vibration.
That's right.
And with sound. And I gather that much of this is original to you through your own visionary experience, but much of it came through the teachings of the Ute peoples and the Pueblo peoples that were imparted to you.
Yes, a lot of it came right out of the teachings. Doing the Ute Sundance, for instance, was a very important time for me because it allowed me to grow in very beautiful, significant ways, developing my visionary capacity. The people dance the vibrations of beings, the significance of cosmic consciousness, you see. So it was developing since I was about 8 years old, and it just continued on until such time as I began to follow those forms consciously.
Now, you've mentioned the sun dance. Many of our viewers may not be familiar with that. I understand there has been some controversy around it. I wonder if you could tell us, for you, what the sun dance is.
The sun dance, I think, is the way by which, at least for me, I learned how enlightenment works. Enlightenment, I believe, comes like in a flash of light. At least that's the way I understand it. It's like a flash, which I call a circle of light. And out of that flash, out of that circle of light, certain information or wisdom is translated into conscious thought. And that's what I learned about the sun dance. There's a pole. We do the Sundance Dream Quest, in which we dance back and forth to this pole that has a Y at the very top, and we dance back and forth to it over a period of 3 days, 3 to 4 days, with no food or water. And as we dance, the second or third day, we reach very deep spiritual levels, in which we go into the dream, the dream, because we, you know, this is a dream. We're living in the dream state.